The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. If you are new to the show, let me tell you what this consistency series is. So this podcast has been around for about 9 years, and we release our regular episodes on Mondays and Saturdays. So you will see those as episode number 1047, 1048, 1049. Yep, we have over 1,000 episodes. What I recently started, in addition to our regular Monday and Saturday episodes, is this consistency series. These are short episodes that air every day other than our Monday and Saturday episodes. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, we have these short episodes of the Consistency 365 series. This series exists because of the huge need that I have seen in working with clients for 10 years around becoming consistent. It is so easy to be drawn to the next plan and the next program and this and that, when at the end of the day, what you really need is to build the skill of consistency. And chances are, it shows up in other areas of your life. Maybe you're super consistent in your career, or maybe you're super consistent with your finances, but not so much with your health. Or maybe you're really consistent in a routine for taking care of your home, but not so much with fat loss or with fitness. We have to build this skill, these fundamental principles of consistency. So this series is not about me teaching those principles. I do that inside the consistency course, and I coach in there as well. This series is about, what does it look like to practice consistency, to do that work every day when there's other things that get your attention, when it feels like you're on autopilot? What does that look like? That's what this series is about, and it's going to go for a little over a year. Today, what I wanted to talk about is one of the difference makers for me in my own practice of consistency, and that is getting up before I need to get up. For me, that looks like getting up before my kids get up. I've got 3 kids under 2. I have 8-month-old twins and a 1, almost 2-year-old toddler. And if I get up when they get up, which is super tempting, sleep as long as I can, I'm tired, sometimes they're up in the night. But if I get up when they get up, I'm reactive. I got to get diapers. So-and-so needs a bottle. I got to make breakfast. When I practice getting up before they do, I'm able to calm myself down, be more deliberate, be more strategic. And one of the most important things I do during this time is I spend anywhere from 2 to 10 minutes journaling. And it's not like, dear diary, yesterday I ate a cookie. It's not that at all. For me, what it looks like is reminding myself how I want to go through this day and what really matters to me. I have found that when I slow down my thinking and I'm not rushing and I'm not racing through my thoughts and through my choices, the clarity is there. The clarity is there. I know what to do, and it feels really straightforward. But when I'm rushing, when I'm racing, when I'm reacting in my thoughts and my choices, not much seems very clear. It helps me tremendously to take a few minutes to just slow down. It's funny, I was on the phone with one of the consistency course members the other day, and she was feeling overwhelmed, and I don't know if I should do this, or I don't know if I should do that, and I feel confused here, and I feel confused there. And on several different occasions, I challenged her to just slow down. Slow down for a second. Pay attention to what you're saying. Do you really feel like you don't know the answer here? And every single time, she knew the answer. Not only that, the answer was clear. It only felt unclear when she was rushing and she was racing and it wasn't a calm energy. So for me, one of the things that helps me establish that calm energy and carry it through the day and be more consistent as a result is getting up before I need to. Doesn't have to be getting up 2 hours before I need to. For me, the sweet spot is about an hour, hour and a half before I need to. But honestly, 10 minutes before you need to is better than 0 minutes. 11 minutes is better than 10 minutes. So start where you're at, but that has been a huge help for me. I've linked some other resources in the show description if you feel like you need more support or if you need coaching or you need accountability. But otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow.